following takes place between 3 a.m. and 4 a.m. on the day of the California presidential primary.
Are you stupid? What are you doing in the street? What are you, an idiot?
There's no point, she's dead.
You don't know that.
Get in!
Hey, take it easy.
You know what, dude? You better start deciding whose side you're on.
We can't just leave her in the middle of the street.
Nina. Nina, I know you're upset.
Of course I'm upset, Jack. What do you expect?
I'm sorry. Look, the reason why I had to leave the office is because I got a call from Walsh. He was meeting another one of our agents, Scott Baylor, because he said he had evidence and
proof. That led you to me. I know, Jack, but you should have thought it through.
Nina, listen to me. Richard Walsh is dead.
What?
He was shot. I watched him die.
What is going on?
He was killed because he had proof that people from within our own agency are behind the hit on Palmer.
Who?
I don't know yet. Right before Richard died, he gave me that key card. I'm hoping that's going to tell us. Jamie's trying to break it down now.
You trust Jamie?
He did. I trust you. Which means the three of us have to work together. And from this point forward, we have to assume that we can trust nobody else.
I understand.
Good. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Work the card with Jamie. I have to make a call.
Senator Agent Pierce wanted to talk to you as soon as he got back.
Fine. Just give me a minute.
It's very important. There's a security...
A minute. Issue.
Yeah?
You find anything out yet?
David, it's barely been half an hour since you told me about it.
Carl. I need you to find out the source of this story. Not first thing in the morning. Now.
I understand, but this can't be done over the phone. I have to talk to some people in person.
It's 3:05. I want to hear something by 4.
David, you've got to let me...
Where were you?
I went for a drive.
A drive? Alone at this time of night?
I just needed to get away for a while.
Away from what, David?
Everything.
Wait a minute. They haven't told you, have they? There's been an assassination threat.
That's what all the fuss is about?
Yes.
I thought it was something serious.
They've been in contact with...
Jack. I've been screening the passenger list. Something doesn't add up here.
What?
2B. Manifest shows an empty seat.
So?
Well, according to the ticketing file, first class was full, plus there was a waiting list. Why would the plane take off with an empty seat? Doesn't make sense.
This is good. Let's work it. What time's Rayburn get in?
6.
Phone him, wake him up, bring him in now.
Jack. Okay, we've got something off the key card. The encryption is complex, but I've asked Jamie to isolate sectors, and she's managed to extract one.
Just part of one, actually.
That's it? Just an address? What's that got to do with Palmer?
It doesn't say.
Cross-check it with the schedule for tomorrow.
He's not going anywhere near it.
Has he been anywhere near it since he came to Los Angeles?
No.
How about previous visits? Connection to family members, associates, anything?
Yeah, I can check. It'll take time.
No, let's see what we can peel off. Start in here.
Still just the address on San Fernando Road.
How long is it going to take you to access the next level? Minutes or hours?
Hours, most likely.
We don't have hours. I'll check out the address myself.
You want some backup?
No, I need you here.
So?
I don't know. Suddenly I can't access our decryption software.
The phones are down, too. It's a lockdown.
It's Mason. Hide the key card.
I'll handle this.
Hello, Nina. These men are with internal investigations. We are now in official lockdown.
By what authority?
District office.
We're trying to stop an assassination, George. Can't you find anything better to do than this?
Two agents died tonight. Lockdown standard procedure until we get some answers. Where's Jack?
I don't know.
Station 2, coming in your way.
Lockdown. Nobody leaves.
Lockdown? Are you serious?
No, I'm kidding.
Well, look, I've got to get some work for my car.
You know the drill.
Well, fine, you take the keys.
All right. I assume you're all familiar with lockdown procedures. You remain in the building. All communications will be monitored. Any incoming calls without secure access codes will be blocked. In the meantime, you can continue to work on the systems available to you until notified otherwise. Anyone currently assigned to an activity with a priority level of 5 or above, let me know.
Me.
I'll decide whether an exemption is appropriate.
Somebody had two. Jack's out of control.
Breaking up into groups,
I mean, what?
Asking you some questions.
Two agents are down. Jack was there when it happened.
You can't believe that he had anything to do with that.
Tell you the truth, I don't know what to believe.
I'd hate to think this has anything to do with me.
You think what you want.
All right, get comfortable. Could be here for quite a while.
You got past me.
All right, Nina, where'd he go?
I already told you. I don't know.
The sooner you let me know, the sooner we can get things up and running here.
I'm really sorry, George. I can't help you out.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Senator, could I have a word with you?
I'm not sure you appreciate the seriousness of this threat.
I get serious threats every morning with my orange juice.
With all due respect, this one's different. It's a pro from overseas.
Who's behind it?
We don't know. But as I'm sure you're aware, an airliner exploded about an hour and a half ago outside L.A. No survivors.
Are you saying there's some connection?
Again, we don't know. We're looking into it.
What do we know?
That these are serious people. And they want you dead today.
What about my family?
The threat appears to be against you only, but of course we'll increase security for your family as well. The main thing is your schedule.
Today's primary day. I'm not going to hide in my hotel room.
Understood, but we are recommending some changes. The breakfast, for example.
The breakfast is important. The top labor leaders in the state are going to be there.
We're trying to keep you alive, Senator.
And I'm trying to win an election.
Mom said you want to see me?
Just want to make sure you're all right. What are you doing up?
Oh, if I'm not sleeping by 3, I'm not sleeping. Actually, I was going to watch some tube or something. You want to join me?
Anything on this time of night?
Nothing good.
I guess I'll pass.
Heard about the threat.
Yeah, don't worry about it. They'll take good care of me.
You better.
Better get some rest.
Shut her mouth or not!
She's probably dead, all right? There's no point.
And what if she's not? She might need help. Why do you always do what he tells you? Why don't you think for yourself?
Just leave it alone, okay?
I can't. She's my friend.
No, huh? She may be right after all. We should go back. If she's alive, she can ID us. We have to shut her up for good.
What? What are you saying? You're gonna kill her? You're gonna kill Janet, huh? Huh? Is that what you're gonna do?
Why?
Huh?
Close her mouth! Now!
I'm not gonna let you tell her. Let me go! No!
She's gonna tie you up.
I just hope the girls are still there.
Back in the car.
Keep your hands where I can see them.
Do you have any idea how fast you're driving?
Yes, officer, our daughters are missing. We got a phone call. We are on our way to pick them up. Please.
Could I see your license and registration?
Excuse me, sir, did you just hear what I said?
Your license
officer,
and registration.
Please listen to me. My name is Terry Bauer. He's telling the truth. We really could use your help here. My daughter just phoned from Platt's Auto Body.
The last names, one married, one's not.
Sir,
out together in the middle of the night.
I just called 911 15 minutes ago. Verified it.
You know, why don't I do that?
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Hey, listen, sir, I asked you to remain in the car.
I understand that. Can we just speed things up, write us the tickets, be on our way?
Woman asked me to verify the 911. That's what I'm trying to do.
You know, you are a real piece of work. You know that? My daughter is in trouble. We're finished here.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey,
get your hands
off.
Hey,
take it easy. Relax, everyone. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey,
get your hands off.
Take it easy.
Don't do this.
Ma'am, just disobeyed a direct order from a police officer. I'm afraid that I'm going to have to place him under arrest.
You've got to be kidding me.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
You value your job.
know Richard Walsh was killed tonight. Scott Baylor, too. Did you know Jack was there when it happened?
I don't know anything about it.
And you have no idea where he is right now?
No.
You're making a big mistake, Nina.
No, you are. When this lockdown is over, I'm going to have a little talk with the Double I team about some highly irregular banking transactions which are traced to your account.
Trust me. The trouble Jack's in right now, my bank accounts won't even raise an eyebrow. He's going down, Nina. But that doesn't mean you have to go down with him. True love's a beautiful thing, but why go to extremes? I know about the affair. I mean, Jack talks about it all the time.
Sure he does.
How else would I know about it? See, it is possible that Jack's not the shining knight you think he is. You want to try again? Where is Jack now?
Please, ma'am.
1-M-3-8,
I need a transportation unit at the 5th Street Bridge.
Hey, it's Terry. Leave a message after the beep and I'll call you back.
Honey, it's me. I'm just checking up on Kim. I'll call you back soon. Don't move.
Two Adam 1-4 reporting shots fired at 18166 San Fernando Road. Request backup. You bet. Nice and slow.
Putting my gun down.
CTU, what the hell is that?
Counter-terrorist unit. Officer, this guy is not waiting around for me, so you better shoot me or help me, but decide now.
All right, I'll help you.
I'm picking up my gun.
Easy.
careful with that gun. I need him alive. Throw me your flashlight. Take cover. Play by the rules. I'm gonna have to break a few with this guy.
Who is he?
So to sum it up, Jack leaves his wife, shacks up with you for a while, and gets bored, and then moves back home, leaving you out in the cold.
My personal life is not your concern.
Well, it is if it affects your work.
Doesn't affect my work.
How long have you been with the agency, Nina? 6 years, seven?
7 years.
I remember when you first joined. You were going places. Everybody knew it. Hasn't quite happened for you yet, has it? You ever wonder why?
Done all right.
But you could have done so much better. I mean, you had a great reputation once. You know what your reputation is now? Jack's flunky. His lapdog. This is your chance to get back on track, Nina. He's a loose cannon. Rules don't apply to Jack Bauer. He does what he wants, when he wants, and he doesn't care whose life it affects. I mean, he shot me with a trank gun right here in the office, for God's sakes.
Yeah, well, that's because you withheld crucial information.
I was following orders.
Yeah, well, maybe he's following orders, too. Orders you don't know about.
He violated lockdown, and he left you holding the bag. If he cared about you, he wouldn't have put you in that position. Let me ask you, would you have done that to him? Fact is, I'm just asking you to do your job and tell me where he is.
I don't know.
After all,
I have to be sure.
Let's just put her in the van.
No.
Shut up.
Mason's gonna want to talk to you.
What do you want me to say?
Jack's made it clear that the three of us work in confidence.
But doesn't Mason supersede Jack?
No. What we're doing came from Walsh. George will say anything to get you to talk. Do not be intimidated by him.
Yeah, I know the name. You find anything else, leave a message on the 802 number only.
Okay. You got it.
Thanks, Carl.
Spending an awful lot of time behind closed doors, making phone calls.
Have I?
What's going on, David?
Phone call earlier tonight from Maureen Kingsley. She's digging up old history. Bad history.
Just tell me.
She claims that Keith murdered the boy who raped Nicole.
What? Well, first, Lyle Gibson was no boy. He was 19. Second, he killed himself. The coroner's report proved it.
Maureen has new evidence.
What evidence?
I put Carl on it. He came up with a name, George Ferragamo.
That's the therapist Keith went to. What about him?
Claims that...
Oh, he's not claiming that Keith confessed in therapy.
Apparently.
Well, then he's lying. You've got to get our lawyers on this right away.
Yeah, I know. I will. But you know...
What is it, David?
I just don't understand it. Maureen's always been very responsible. One of the few real professionals left.
Well, I've called this unprofessional. David, you can't seriously think that our son might be a killer.
No, of course not.
27, I've got both of these
Look, I apologized.
You don't get it, do you? You've committed a serious crime.
Officer, please. Clearly, he's upset. We both are. If you could just give us a break. Please.
One Mary 38,
go.
One Mary 38, an emergency call was placed to that location approximately 30 minutes ago.
Copy, thanks. That still doesn't justify you disobeying a police officer.
Idiot.
It's the backup. Ground units will be on their way.
I need them now to claim jurisdiction.
Where do you want me?
Keep them pinned down at the exit. I'll try and go around the other side. Don't hit him.
I won't.
Don't hit me either.
Throw me your cuffs.
It might involve our children.
You shouldn't let your children come down here.
Yeah, I know that, but could you just please tell me what happened?
Girl was hit by a car.
Ma'am, do you know where they took her?
St. Mark's is closest.
Was she alive?
She didn't look good.
Go, go, go.
Gaines. Where's the other one?
She was a problem, so we killed her.
The body?
No one will find it.
She been in any trouble?
Not at all.
You're with me now. Be good, you'll be back at the mall in a day or two. Be bad, you won't. Clear?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Agent Farrell, come with me, please.
These men, I don't know anything.
Trying to protect Jack and Nina. Don't be naive. Sit. Let me tell you how the game is played. First thing they do is to tell you that you're the only one they can trust. That's flattering, and it makes you trust them in return, right? Then they get you to do something you shouldn't. Say, you don't know where Jack went, for example. No. The next thing you know, Jack's gone, Nina's stonewalling, and you're in the hot seat. Sound familiar? Hey, you're being used. I've seen it a million times. If you help me out, I'll help you out. If you hold out, Mason. Really? Good. I'm on my way. Seems our boy surfaced. His name popped up on a police frequency. Not that I'm surprised.
Is he in trouble?
Sure.
Off the record, just out of curiosity, what's so special about Jack Bauer?
All right, we found Bauer. We're pulling out. Lockdown's over.
I'll have to give some thought to it.
Jerry, give me a line and index to Toronto, please.
Call it in as a DOA.
Everything checked out. Here you go.
What was her name?
Jesse Hamsh.
You know anything about this guy?
No, but I gotta take him in for questioning.
Maybe you didn't notice, but he just killed a cop.
Of course I did, but there's something else at stake here.
Not to me. Not to these guys.
Right. Can I at least have a few minutes with him?
Guys.
Thank you. Get up. You tell me who you are, I might be able to help you here.
Don't let them take me. If they do, I'm dead.
They seem in control.
I'm not worried about them.
Who are you worried about?
First you spring me, then I talk.
That's not gonna happen.
That's too bad. Bauer.
Bauer.
Time's up. I know more than that. If you ever want to see your daughter again, get me out of
it! Let me know your daughter!
Sorry,
I'm fine!
Fine!